Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is David Nagel. Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. Had an interesting conversation last weekend with an old friend who, an old friend from where I grew up when I was a kid, and the person is moving along through life, just kind of doing life, and they were telling me that they were getting ready to retire and move to a, let's say, age-appropriate community for somebody who's about 55, 56 years old. And I started thinking about that because a few years back, I went to Florida and a driver picked me up at the airport, was taking me to a speaking engagement. And this driver was I think this driver had to be 55. And you know, I started the conversation in the car and I'm asking the guy, what do you do? You know, what do you do down here? How long you been here? Where are you from? That type of thing. And he said he was from New York and that he had, I don't know, he worked in sanitation or something for 25 or 30 years and he was retiring. And that he went down to Florida and he decided to move into basically what we would call an old folks home. Maybe that's not politically correct now. Maybe it's a retirement community. I mean, I don't know what the hell they call them today. I really don't care. But I was thinking, this guy is only a few years older than me, and he's moving into a community for the elderly, basically. And he said to me, he's like, I'm the youngest person in this community. He's like, people are all the way in their 90s in the community. And I was just shaking my head. I wasn't wrapping my mind around. I mean, he was a young guy, like relatively young. He looked young. He had kind of he seemed like he had a young attitude. He was a good looking guy, and I couldn't fathom why he would be moving into a retirement type community. And so, you know, I mean, I was asking him, he had some logical reasons, I suppose. You could present the argument that, he would be around people that were his own age. Which not really, because he said that, you know, like he was the youngest person there. Most of the people were at least 10 years older than him. And that, you know, they had planned activities and whatever. And he just wanted to take life easy. And I just don't get that. I really don't get that mindset. The latter one was a few years back. And this one just happened recently. And I was thinking a lot about this, like something was very unsettling about this to me. And because I've been asked before, like, when are you going to retire? And I'm like, what the hell? What are you talking about? When am I going to retire? Like, I have no plan on retiring. And like, to retire and do what? I get to travel all over the world now. I get to do whatever I want to do now. I get to run a company. I hang around with great people. I get to meet new people all the time. I'm always doing projects that are fun and exciting and forward moving in my life. Challenging caused me to step into a different level of myself. And I just like, what, retire? Like, what the fuck? Like, what? And I just don't get it. Like, what do you do when you retire? Like, are you going to go sit on a beach and drink pina coladas? Like, I mean, that's good for maybe a couple of days. But then when you're sitting there hunched over a toilet with a massive freaking hangover, I mean, where do you go from there? You're going to golf every day? You're going to fish every day? What do you? I suppose I could see it if you were independently wealthy and you wanted to just consistently travel. I mean, at least there's something to that. There's something a little more productive to that idea. But I started to break it down. And I was like, well, how does a person get there to that mindset? And I think that one of the things that's obvious is that we're kind of programmed that way from the time that we're little kids, that we go to school, we get married, we have kids, we work a career, we get to retirement age, we save our money, and then we retire. And, you know, we live out the rest of our life, which could be, you know, like if you're retiring in your 50s, you could, I mean, with today's technology, I mean, I know the average age is between 70 and or 75, I think, 75 or 80. But, like, we literally could be living into our 90s or 100, you know. I mean, there's a that's 30 years. Another 30 years. Like, you could build a new career. You could start an entire business. You could run a company. Like, there's so many different things that you could do in that period of time. So I was just letting that sit around in the back of my mind, and then I was thinking about I had gotten some questions, people asking me on the podcast, sending in questions about, you know, not reaching your goals, how do you overcome procrastination, how do you increase your finances, how do you double down, how do you build a business, like, you know, just all kinds of different questions. And I thought, you know, it's really interesting because they have some vision. People that are setting goals and moving forward, they have some vision for their life, but they're always asking questions about how do they overcome some stuff that is actually relatively easy to overcome, and they probably have overcome before in their life. Everybody has set goals either consciously or unconsciously. It's just a predetermined destination. I mean, a goal gives you a life direction. You're going after something. You're doing something proactively to accomplish something. We've all done that to some degree. So what is it that causes problems for people that are stepping into a mindset where they really want to be proactive in life and see what they can do? They really kind of put their foot on the pedal and really accomplish something. And I realized that a lot of people set goals, they have big dreams, but they don't change the foundation from which they think. So, and you may have heard me talk about value conflicts before. This would be categorized in a value conflict, but I think even more significant. Because generally when I talk about value conflicts, it's kind of like you want a loving relationship, but you're surrounded by toxic people. You want to lose weight and get in shape, but you can't stop binging Netflix every night. You know, that kind of a value conflict type thing. You want to make a lot of money, but you don't want to make sales calls. You know, you just kind of more individual value conflicts. But I think this one is a little bit more substantial because I think that if we're really going to take a close look at where we want to go, we probably should take a really good look at how we view the world. Like, what is our worldview? How did that get set up in our mind? Who set it up and what is it? And here's the reason why. Because subconsciously, it's running underneath everything. So what I realized about these individuals that want to retire is I don't actually think that that's what they want. What I do think is that in their mind, there's no other options that make sense based on their view of the world. So what happens is that it becomes the default of what it is that they're actually going to do in their life because they can't make sense of anything else. They're trapped by paradigms of supposed tos and rules. For instance, let me give you some, so I'm more specific. A lot of people feel that when you start to hit 50, so some people feel when you start to hit 40, but when you start to hit 50 and above that you're getting old, right? And I'm 53. I don't feel old at all. I mean, old doesn't even come into my mindset or the way that I view the world or anything. And I'm always really surprised when I hear people say that they're getting old, they feel old, you know, whatever. Like, are things changing based on age? Yeah, sure, they're changing based on age, but I would not say that it's anything near significant enough to lay down kind of a nihilistic viewpoint of life that, okay, it's 50, I'm done, right? So I'm just going to pack a bag and pack my golf clubs or whatever and call it a life. So one of the paradigms, I think, is that we have an age paradigm, that we think that we need to be age appropriate. Now, I think that there's a really good argument for the idea that, yes, we do need to be age appropriate to some degree, but more in a healthy way than in a way that actually prevents our life from, moving forward. But what about money? What about why we're alive to begin with, and why we're working, and what the purpose of that is? I hear another argument that's a giant paradigm, and I see this in interviews all the time because I watch a lot of interviews, I read a lot of interviews. You look at somebody who's really successful, and an interviewer is interviewing this person. I've watched an interview called The Big Interview that Dan Rather does, and he does it with a lot of rock stars, and he interviews a lot of rock stars that are in their 70s that were, you know, huge megastars in the 1970s, and yet they're still going, right? Like, you know, like the Rolling Stones and stuff like that. And one of the questions that he'll inevitably ask, and I see so many interviews do this, they say, why are you still doing this? You don't need the money. You've got all the success you could possibly want. Like, what's the reason that you keep doing this? And almost without exception, that they will respond that that's what they love to do. And it's interesting, well, because I think Dan Rather's in his 80s, so he even gets a weird look on his face when they say that. And the perplexing thing is that the comments always, you don't need the money. Like, you're already wealthy beyond measure. Why would you still do this? Well, what if work was primarily not about the money? What if we were to change the paradigm and work was about what we loved to do, what brought us satisfaction and fulfillment in our life, instead of about the money? And then the money became a secondary thing where we sat down and figured out how could we make the money to live the lifestyle that we want, instead of thinking, what job or career could I start that is going to earn me the amount of money to live the lifestyle I want? Because then we might be putting ourselves in a position to do something that we don't like, which would then cause what? It would cause us to want to retire as soon as we felt we had enough money to live out the rest of our days, being relatively happy, I guess. I think it's relatively blind, if you ask me. But the idea, though, is that these paradigms, when we live by that paradigm, we don't have another option in our mind. So the subconscious mind doesn't really think of anything else. In fact, it's even worse than that, because very often when it sees somebody doing something like a 75-year-old rock star, it can't make sense of it. So it automatically judges it and it kicks it out. And I think that that's a real dangerous thing. So if you're a person who is really trying to make a difference in your own life, but you haven't checked your own worldview, you might be setting goals and dreaming about where you're going and creating your life, not understanding that there's a paradigm underneath that is actually going to cause you to start to self-sabotage and stop at some point. But it'll make it look like it's totally authentic, that it's totally legitimate, that the reasons are completely valid, all of that will happen because that's how our subconscious works. It has this crazy ability to change and distort either how we're seeing the world around us or how we're experiencing the world around us, or factually give us the representations of different obstacles or challenges that we then determine are too much to overcome, or we're too old to overcome, or we don't have the resources to overcome. And then another place that I see people go is they go, it's not worth it. And whenever I hear somebody say that, it's not like they're making a judgment in their life where they've really weighed the idea of the outcome versus the effort to put into something from a place of wanting to have a better life. They're coming from the place of I don't want to put everything into this anymore because it's not worth it. Somewhere along the line, they sacrificed their happiness for what it is that they're doing. And I think that that's one of the biggest dangers of not looking at what is my world view. The other thing is that you see people out there today and you listen to them and you would swear that we're in Armageddon, that the whole world is going to crash down tomorrow. And there's always been these people. There's always been these doomsday people. And of course, they use whatever political person is in power at the time as the excuse, or whatever's going on in the world, or they pick on every injustice that there is that fits their narrative of life, and they use it to validate their nihilistic view of the world, which is like, it's like, come on. What becomes very obvious is that these people are not thinking. Yeah, they're thinking about what they see, but it's really the only thing that they see. And when a person is really looking at just a couple of things, and that becomes the entire environment of the way that they live, then the map of that environment has to become very small just by definition. It can't really grow because we won't even allow other thoughts in. We won't allow other ideas in or other opinions. We actually criticize and ridicule and reject those things in our life. So here's what my suggestion is. Most of the people that are listening to my podcast are individuals that are serious about finding a way forward in your life. And we always have to be on the lookout for some kind of sabotage that we could actually be doing. But in your looking forward, think to yourself, what is my view of life? What is like my worldview of life? If I look at the way that I was raised, because here's something that we can't deny. If we look at our parents, if we look at our grandparents, if we look at the people that surrounded us as we were growing up, whatever their worldview is, a little bit of that is going to rub off, at the very least, right? Sometimes it's a lot that's going to rub off. But it's usually, you know, somewhat. Even if you're the most positive, expansive thinker out there, you're going to find little bits and pieces that have stuck from your parents' viewpoint. So one of the good ways to check is to ask yourself, how was I raised? What was the mindset? What was the viewpoint of the individuals in my life as far as how did they view work? How did they view working for the rest of your life? How did they view wealth? How did they view relationships? How did they view sex? How did they view entertainment? How did they view having fun? How did they view age? Like, go through all the areas of your life and ask yourself, how did they view them? And then do like a check and balance and see for yourself if there's anything in your life that you're doing that was like them that you're not happy with. Because often all we see is the thing that we're not happy with, but then we start looking at what the reason is, or we start kind of indirectly blaming the situation in a way where we're kind of we become kind of intellectually disconnected from what it is. It's just like, oh, shit, this bad thing happened or this sucks. And all of a sudden we'll be like, we'll attach it to something. Like I injured my knee in January. And it would be very easy for me to be like, oh, fuck, I'm getting old. You know, damn it. Brandon BT here, who's the producer of the show, who's sitting across from me right now and is a consistent runner, you know, he tells me sometimes, like, when he has a minor injury or he's sore or whatever. But what I hardly ever hear him do is relate it to his age. He'll relate it to his activity, his amount of activity. That, you know, what, you know, he, I know he has a lot of different practices to help keep himself in the right kind of, not just shape, but in recovery. Like, because when you work out, you have to recover, right? You need some kind of recovery. So he's always looking at that. But, you know, I just don't hear him attaching it to the age thing. And while we will talk about age from time to time, it's interesting because we all have had, like, the people that I hang around, most of us have had parents that they really didn't do much after a certain age. My parents didn't. My mother and my stepfather, they were, you know, when they were in their 50s, they acted like they were in their 80s. It was pretty crazy to see. So I've always kind of like looked at myself and asked myself, is there any of that, you know, spilling over into my mind? I don't think that there really is, because I've never really had their viewpoint about life to begin with, although there were things that I had to break through. So I think if we set a goal without looking at our life view in that paradigm, we run the risk of sabotaging without understanding where the sabotage is actually coming from. Here's another thing that I think is pretty important to think about. One of the things that I'll hear when people will ask me questions and they'll ask for my advice is they'll say, well, that's not really resonating with me. And while I get that statement, I totally understand it, I will often be thinking to myself, that really should resonate with you. Like, what's going on that doesn't resonate with you? Because it is the answer to your question. It lines up with everything, but you're saying that it's not resonating. So one of the reasons that would be is that if it's not lining up with an internal worldview or our inner compass of life, then it's not going to feel right to us. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's not right. It just means that that bigger value conflict of our life view is out of sorts with the solution or the direction that's being presented for us. And it can happen on multiple levels, as we're saying. Another one is safety. Like, if you were raised with parents or an environment where everything was about safety, don't take risks. Make sure you save every penny that you make. Don't spend too much money on things that you don't need. You know, really think through if you actually, like, is there any way that you can not spend as much money in your life? And you have to really think about those things, because if you start to step into a desire that wants to live a more extravagant lifestyle, and that idea starts to kind of rear its ugly head, you know, I shouldn't spend that much money. I shouldn't take a risk. I could get myself into trouble. There's all kinds of bad things that could happen to me. We won't consciously be aware of that. It'll just feel off. And that's where we get in the danger, because when we start feeling off, what do? We start looking elsewhere. We start looking for different things to line up with our emotion. But if we have not changed our life view, then we can't expect our emotions to really line up with something for very long that is going to take us in the direction that we want to go. So that becomes a very dangerous thing. And you can see, like, do this with people that you know. You don't have to say anything to them. I mean, matter of fact, I wouldn't say anything to them. But I would really pay attention to how they're talking about life. how they're talking about getting older in life, where they're going in life, what they want to do, who they want to be. And if they're not talking about something that that they're excited about, that they're being progressive about, that is building and adding to their life and then contributing to the direction that they want to go, if they're talking about things that are the opposite of that, ask yourself internally, like, does this person even realize what it is that they're saying? Because they've created basically a statement in their mind about life in general, and then they have to figure out a way to fill in living within that statement. So that's the life that's then created within that field. And again, you know, when a person is in that place, not only are they not going to accept something new, but when they actually see representations of it not being that way, they're going to completely reject it. They may make fun of it, they'll reject it, they'll ridicule it. And you also have to be careful of people that do that with you as you get older. As you start to get older and you start to do things that are out of the norm, be prepared that there's going to be people that they feel threatened by it. They don't know why they even feel threatened by it, but they do because it doesn't fit their map of what the world looks like in that direction. So anyway, I went a little bit long on this. I wanted to really just kind of flush this idea out on the podcast and give you something to think about, because I do think that it's a pretty serious situation if we don't really look at what our worldview is. I know that I don't know that I would have called it that, but I've been doing that since I was a teenager, really thinking about what do I really believe about all these different things that I'm experiencing, because a lot of the things that I listened to and thought about they seemed ridiculous to me, you know, and the question was, is this actually wisdom and I'm just in my youth and I don't understand wisdom? Yeah, it was somewhat. For some things, that was definitely true. But for other things, I had to really do a check and balance and see, is this true or is this not true? Is this where I want to go? Does it have to be this way, right? And then when you do that, if you find anything that is unsettled for you or that really doesn't make sense in the direction that you want to go, all you have to do is kind of redefine for yourself how you want to view the world going forward. Then set goals from that place, because I think you're less tempted to slip into something that matches the old worldview based on circumstances that will happen as you're going towards the goal, and then you can make better decisions moving forward. You can be like, ah, that's really not my belief. That was my mother's belief or my grandfather's belief or, you know, somebody from my life. I don't actually have to believe that and do that. I could do something completely different. Because one other thing I'll drop in here is you're also going to get that viewpoint from traditional institutions that we end up working with as we get older. So that could be doctors, that could be lawyers, that could be financial advisors. It could be people that we're dealing with things with our house. You know, you'll hear people say stuff like, you know, you're getting older, you probably should do this, or you probably should consider this, or you probably should consider that. You really want to think all of those probablys through really well and see, does that really ring true for you, or does it not ring true for you? Because in most cases, it does not have to be true for you. So anyway, I just wanted to drop that. I hope you enjoyed this little lesson that I dropped in. It was something that I was just thinking about over the weekend and have been pondering for some time, and I wanted to share it with you. I hope it was useful, and hope everybody has a great day. Take care.
Listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.